This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for October 5th, 2011. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Learn how to create a Mac security program at your enterprise before the amount of Apple platform malware reaches critical mass in this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Malware on a Mac: How to Implement a Mac Anti-Malware Program. Written by Nick Lewis. Malware first targeted Apple computers back in the 1980s. One of the first viruses in the wild was Elk Cloner for the Apple II. These first viruses promoted the launch of the antivirus industry. Some of the same defenses from 30 years ago are still relevant today, albeit with many improvements to the underlying technology. However, due mainly to the OS's smaller market share, malware on a Mac has only recently become a significant concern with the availability of crimeware kits. In this tip, we'll discuss the modern evolution of malware for Macs, crimeware kits, and what enterprises need to do to defend against the increasing tide of Mac malware. While Mac-based malware has advanced in sophistication since the first viruses emerged, it has done so at a much slower pace than Windows-based malware. Recently, the evolution of Mac malware made significant advancements with Mac Defender, Mac Protector, and Mac Security. This new breed of malware is similar to the fake antivirus malware now common on Windows-based machines. It is installed in a similar way as on Windows, where a web browser exploit is used to install the malware or a user clicks on a pop-up message. It's possible for enterprises to detect this malware either by running a centrally managed anti-malware application on their Macs and monitoring the alerts, or by installing detection rules in their intrusion detection systems. Apple has even released instructions on how to remove malware. These malware strains and other crimeware kits allow for easy creation of customized malware targeting Macs. Crimeware toolkits allow less technical attackers to use a GUI tool to create a customized version of the malware with the functionality they want. Mac users were at lower risk than Windows users for malware infection, so many Mac users have not implemented basic security controls. Now that crimeware kits significantly lower the bar to entry for attacking Macs and potentially open the door to multiple platform attacks in the same kit, Mac owners and enterprises should ensure the necessary security controls are in place. Learn more about anti-malware strategies for Macs from Nick Lewis after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
It's no secret that implementing WPA for wireless networks is necessary, especially for those enterprises faced with PCI DSS compliance. And that's just one of today's many wireless network security challenges. Learn how to solve them all with SearchSecurity.com's Wireless Lunchtime Learning Security School. This collection of four lunchtime-length lessons guide you on everything from building a secure foundation for your wireless network to using wireless IPS. Check out Wireless Lunchtime Learning today at searchsecurity.com/wirelesslunchtimelearning. That's searchsecurity.com/wirelesslunchtimelearning.
Many of the same defenses on Windows PCs apply to Macs. Apple has instructions on how to prevent a Mac from getting infected with malware and includes limited blacklisting of malware within the OS via XProtect. This blacklist is relatively short, infrequently updated, and requires manual intervention to remove the malware from the trash. Apple has only recently developed XProtect, and some of the deployment issues, such as ensuring timely updates, are still being worked out. Apple describes the working of its anti-malware functionality as its knowledge base. If Apple devotes sufficient resources to the project, the company could develop a reasonable anti-malware application. Enterprises may not want to wait for this development or may want to have a different vendor for their anti-malware application than their operating system. Many of the same anti-malware controls for PCs apply to Macs, such as a dedicated Mac anti-malware application on the endpoint, keeping patches updated, using the most up-to-date version of Mac OS, not allowing end users to log in as admins, disabling unnecessary services, etc. While many times these settings can't be managed directly from Windows management tools already in place, there are commercial third-party plugins from vendors such as Landisk Software Inc., IBM BigFix, and Centrify Corp. for the management applications to support other operating systems. You could use a Mac management tool like Apple Remote Desktop or Radmin to manage these settings. There are other utilities or configuration settings that are necessary to secure a Mac, such as using features like File Vault Full Disk Encryption or the host-based firewall, like on Windows PCs, which require more than anti-malware applications. While Mac malware has not been as serious a threat as malware for PCs, the recent advancements in the development of crimeware toolkits for Apple products increases the threat. If Macs are not already included in your enterprise's security program and you do not have a plan to implement the basic security controls on Macs, you should investigate including them in your general management infrastructure. Including them in your automated management tools will help ensure Macs and all systems are adequately secured and your sensitive data is protected on all systems. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.